This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And this morning, an opportunity to meet a doctor new to Roseburg, Dr. Kate Bronlich from Roseburg Dermatology. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me this morning. I really appreciate it.
So tell us a little bit about your background and why you wanted to be a doctor working in dermatology.
Great question. So I am a trained and board-certified dermatologist. I did a fellowship in complex med derm and then have been out in practice for about 3 years now. My husband and I love the outdoors and very nice people, and we found both here in Roseburg, which brought us here to practice dermatology.
So why dermatology? What got you interested in that?
In med school, I had a lot of interest, which was wonderful, but I spent a few days in a dermatology office and found that it is both artistic and medical. You get to see people of all ages. You can treat patients from zero all the way past 100, and it's one of the few specialties that allow you that. And so once I was exposed to it, I knew I couldn't do anything different.
Now, where did you go to college at?
I went to undergrad at Indiana University, and then I went to medical school at Kansas City University of Medicine in Missouri.
And where are you from originally?
I'm from the Midwest, from Indiana originally.
So how did Roseburg land on your map?
We had looked at a lot of different places, but had spent quite a few years in bigger cities due to our education, and found that we wanted to get back to a small town feel, which is what we were raised in. So Roseburg met all those check boxes, and you know, as I mentioned previously, we are adventurous, love anything outdoors, and this is one of the few places you can be outdoors all parts of the year. And then we wanted a nice community feel, and Roseburg brought both of those along with much more to our door.
So talk about Roseburg Dermatology. How many folks do you have working there?
Oh, it's such a wonderful practice. I'm honored every day and humbled to be an addition to their program. Dr. Weiss, Dr. Eccles, and they have a whole host, a large team of other individuals working there as well. We have estheticians, we have a nurse practitioner, and then a lot of men and women who help us keep the daily business running. And then I will be the new addition. And then later this July, we have another physician joining us as well.
And what is a typical day for a doctor that works with dermatology? What's it like?
Oh, great question. Every day can be so different, but so exciting. So we usually have, you know, a large portion of what I call full body skin checks, which is making sure that you're looking very closely for skin cancer. But we see all types of patients, both ages and diseases, and everything's welcome in our clinic.
And talk about skin cancer. And a lot of times people put themselves at risk for that when they don't need to.
Yes, this is so true. Years ago, we didn't have access to the safety precautions that we have now. Sunscreen, yes, of course, is always touted as first and foremost to prevent skin cancer. But we've come a long way over the years. We actually have UPF, or Universal Protection Factor, clothing now, which is a lot less onerous than sunscreen. I still would recommend you use both, but it's a lot easier to put on a UPF long sleeve shirt in the summer than it is to continue to reapply sunscreen. A wide brim hat, always important. Being cautious to avoid sun between 10 and 2. Those are some of the mainstays.
And when you are treating people for different skin conditions, it sounds like it's fairly complex.
It can be, yes. The majority of diagnoses take not only an excess of education, but time with the patient, time with the medication choices, and then follow-up.
And what are you now? You're just getting started, right?
In this area,
right.
Yes. Yeah, I've been in dermatology for quite some time when you add residency and fellowship and then practice together. But yes, I will be new here starting on February 1st.
And as you get started, what are you looking forward to?
The camaraderie in the office and meeting new people. I absolutely love what I do. It's an honor every day, and so I can't wait to meet the patients who are kind enough to allow me to care for them.
And as you've looked around the Umpqua Valley so far, what are the things that you like the most?
So we had the opportunity to come in the summer and did quite a bit of hiking. So we saw a number of the waterfalls, and that was just magical and remains a special place in my mind. Can't wait to do that again. And then as of right now, we've been here a couple weeks, so we're still in the exploratory phase.
Now, being a dermatologist really requires a lot of continuing education, right?
This is so true and important. So Dr. Weiss and myself and some of the other physicians are headed to the American Academy of Dermatology in March. We're also headed up to a large academic meeting in Portland later this month. But it is vital that you stay up to date with both the literature that comes out each month and year, as well as in the societies that are open to you so that you stay up to date.
And if people want to find out more about Roseburg Dermatology, how do they get connected?
Great question. So we have a website, roseburgdermatology.com. They're welcome to call our office at any time. The front desk staff is amazing and would be happy to answer any of their questions. And then also, they're welcome to stop by the office. You know, feel free to walk in and try and schedule an appointment or ask any questions that you might have, and we'll do our best to answer those.
All right, Dr. Kate Brunlich, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
8:38, the Morning Report.